Chapter 2. Truth or Lies. The next morning, Sylvia went to a garage near her apartment and unlocked her motorcycle. She didn't see the well-dressed African man who was watching from his car. Sylvia moved quickly through the busy traffic. Looking in her mirror, she saw the large black car behind her. When she moved faster, the car moved faster too. Soon, it was very close to her. Suddenly, the stoplight in front of her turned red. She rode through the light, but the car had to stop. When she arrived at the UN building, she went to the interpreter's restroom. She put her purse and coat in her locker. The cleaner smiled at her and said something in Portuguese. Sylvia smiled back at him, then ran upstairs to her booth. In a room near the main hall, the French ambassador was speaking to 15 other ambassadors and the secretary general.
"There are two rebel chiefs," he said. "Zola is hiding in Africa. Kuman Kuman is here in New York. They can't stop Zuwani from killing people in Matobo. The killing isn't going to stop. So we want the UN to send Dr. Zuwani to the International Criminal Court immediately."
The American ambassador looked worried. She turned to her assistant.
"Get the interpreter," she whispered.
The assistant found Sylvia.
"We need you for a few minutes," he said, and Sylvia followed him downstairs. "This is a private meeting. We'd like you to interpret for both sides."
"What language?"
Sylvia asked.
"It's a meeting with the Matoban ambassador. He'll speak Ku."
Sylvia was surprised. She spoke the Matoban language, but she wasn't the UN interpreter for Ku.
"What's happening?"
she asked. The assistant spoke quietly.
"The French want to send Zuwani to the ICC for his crimes against his people."
The Matoban ambassador walked into the room with three other men.
"This is my assistant, Marcus Matu," he said in Ku, pointing to a tall, very thin man.
"President Zuwani is a problem,"
the American ambassador said in English. Sylvia interpreted her words into Ku.
"Dr. Zuwani is our teacher,"
the Matoban ambassador replied in Ku.
"The rebels, Kuman Kuman and Ajene Zola, and their friends, are the problem."
"The United States doesn't recognize the ICC,"
the American ambassador said angrily.
"But we want President Zuwani to leave Matobo. He can take a long vacation or spend time with his family. If he leaves, the French plan will fail. Tell him that."
"You can tell him,"
the Matoban ambassador said in perfect English.
"President Zuwani will talk to the United Nations next Friday. He will promise to make changes to his government. The UN will not vote, and your problem will disappear."
He and his men walked out of the room. Sylvia remembered the words from the night before.
"The teacher will never leave this room."
Edmund Zuwani was the teacher. Did somebody want to kill him in the UN building? She had to tell someone. Later that day, Sylvia sat in the UN security office with Chief Wu and Rory Robb.
"Why didn't you call us last night?" Rory said.
"I was scared, so I went home,"
Sylvia replied.
"Did you see anyone?"
Rory asked.
"No,"
she answered.
But they saw me. I didn't understand the words, but today the Matoban ambassador called President Zuwani the teacher. Zuwani's coming here on Friday.
Call the Secret Service,
Chief Wu said. Secret Service agent Dot Woods took the phone call. An hour later, she and Tobin Keller drove across New York to the UN building. Tobin's bag was on the back seat of the car.
Did you go home last night? Dot asked.
Tobin shook his head, but didn't speak.
I went to a party, Dot said. It was somebody's birthday, and I had to sing. You know I can't.
Tobin held up his hand. Dot, he said quietly. Stop. You don't have to talk.
Okay.
There were 10 or 12 protesters outside the UN. One man held a sign. Zuwani must not speak. At the door to the building, a UN policeman stopped Dot and Tobin. Dot gave him her gun and showed her security card.
We're Secret Service, she said.
The policeman took the card and looked at it carefully. Then he typed their names into a computer.
Secret Service, Tobin said angrily. Part of the United States government.
Dot touched his arm.
He's new, Tobin,
she said quietly. The policeman picked up a phone.
You're not in the United States now. You're in the United Nations. Wait here. Somebody will meet you.
Rory Robb came to the security gate and took them to Chief Wu's office.
Zuwani arrives at 08:45 on Friday, Dot said. We'll meet him at the airport and bring him here. He won't go shopping, and he won't visit the theater. He'll speak to the UN, and then he'll leave. Why is he coming here?
The UN wants to take Mr. Zuwani to the ICC,
Chief Wu replied.
He's going to promise changes, so they change their minds.
Tell me about the interpreter, Tobin said, looking at a photo of Sylvia.
She was born in the United States,
Wu explained.
She spent most of her life in Africa and Europe. She studied in South Africa, France, and Spain. She has a British mother and a white African father. She's worked in the UN for 5 years.
Tobin and Dot went down to the UN entrance hall. Sylvia was talking to another interpreter, and Tobin recognized her face from the photo. He gave her his card.
Ms. Woods and I are with the Secret Service, he said. We protect heads of state at the UN.
I don't recognize you,
Sylvia said. Our faces are easy to forget. That's why we're good at our jobs. Sylvia smiled and pointed at Dot.
Is she guarding you?
She asked.
Yes, ma'am, Tobin replied.
I'm not a head of state,
she said.
I know, he said.
What did you hear? If you hear the voice again, will you recognize it?
I don't know. It was a whisper. Whispers change voices.
Do they? Tobin asked.
You study faces. I study voices.
You were in the interpreter's booth at night. Why? Tobin asked.
There was a security problem, and I left the building,
Sylvia replied.
I went back later for my music bag.
And you heard two guys, Tobin said slowly. They were planning to kill somebody, and they were talking in Ku. Not many people speak Ku. You do.
You think I'm lying?
Sylvia protested angrily. People lie all the time.
I don't,
she said. What do you think about Zuwani? Tobin asked.
I don't like him.
Do you want him to die?
I want him to leave Matobo,
Sylvia said quickly.
That's different. I told the UN security officers so you can protect him. I'm not here to watch people die.
Here? Tobin asked.
In the UN. I believe in this place, not in guns and war. Listen, they saw me, and I'm scared.
You don't look scared, Tobin said.
You don't know me,
Sylvia said.
You don't know what I feel. People don't always cry when they feel sad. I'll find another person to protect me.
I'm not your protector, ma'am, Tobin said quietly. I protect heads of state. I'm here to question you. Sylvia gave Tobin his card and walked angrily away.
What do you think? Dot asked.
She's lying.